The Auditor General Richard Kwote has attributed the recurrence of lapses and irregularities in auditors' report to low level of commitment and poor supervision by accountants, heads of MMDAs and MDAs, coordinating directors and chief executive towards ensuring compliance with financial rules and regulations. He said the absence and ineffectiveness of audit report implementation committees and internal audit units in MMDAs and MDAs, as well as a failure by management to implement recommendations, contribute to the recurrence of lapses in audit reports of state institutions. The Auditor General made these pronouncements when he addressed regional auditors at a two-day conference in Sunyani Bunahafu region. It was organized by the Audit Service for Regional Auditors Nationwide. Frida Ban has filed this report.
The conference, which is the first of its kind, created a platform for regional auditors to dialogue over issues affecting their operations and brainstorm to find lasting solutions to the challenges confronting them. Issues that came up for discussion included identifying and unearthing lapses and irregularities persisting in the finances of public institutions. The Auditor General, Richard Kwote, said the rationale for organizing the conference is to equip the auditors with the requisite knowledge base in order to position them well to carry out their mandate as constitution demands. He assured the auditors that the board and management will not relent in their efforts to provide the needed funds and logistics to ensure effective and timely auditing.
Our audits have been planned towards identifying control weaknesses and making recommendations for improvement. However, a cursory look at the 2010 to 2014 Auditor General's report to Parliament has revealed that the same lapses have recurred year after year. These include unsubstantiated payments, unearned salaries, uncompetitive procurements, failure to deduct or to remit withholding taxes. These irregularities, Mr. Chairman, were as a result of low level of commitment and poor supervision by accountants, heads of MDAs, coordinating directors and chief executives towards ensuring compliance with financial rules and regulations. The absence and ineffectiveness of audit report implementation committees, that's ARICs, and internal audit units in MMDAs and MDAs also contributed to the reoccurrence of these lapses and failure of management to implement the recommendations.
The auditor also raised concern about how regional and district auditors are made to personally finance audit reports. He said the board will work to ensure this is corrected.
I'm aware of the difficult conditions under which the regional auditors and their field staff discharge their duties in the face of inadequate and irregular budgetary releases. I'm also aware that regional and district auditors have been personally financing their audit works to ensure the effective achievement of the Auditor General's mandates. While commending the regional auditors and their dedicated field staff, I wish to assure you that the board and management are leaving no stone unturned to provide the needed funds and logistics in due course.
The chairman of the audit board, Eric Yanka, threw more light on the need for auditors to thrive in their line of duty as they exhibit good career qualities alongside due diligence, loyalty, and integrity. The chief director of the Bunahafu Regional Coordinating Council, Phyllis Chaha, emphasized the importance of having an auditor to monitor expenditure in an institution. He described the role of auditors in nation building as one that ensures judicious use of funds.